Welcome back to another hour of the Colorado Sound. In a bit of Colorado music history, 3 days after the Beatles played Red Rocks, the bands The Moonrakers and The Astronauts played to 3,000 kids at Lakeside Amusement Park in Denver in the Moonlight Gardens Ballroom. At that time, The Astronauts were signed to RCA Records and The Moonrakers were the most popular local band in the Denver area. In other Colorado music history, Bob Dylan arrived in Denver in 1960 and played Woody Guthrie songs at the Satire Lounge at 1920 East Colfax Avenue. He was offered his first job as a professional entertainer at the Gilded Garter Honky Tonk Saloon in Central City, Colorado. Hi, you're tuned to the Colorado Sound, our weekly listening tour to some of the hottest new releases, as well as some great classics from the past, as well as news, notes, and history about Colorado and the music that's been a part of this state the last, I don't know, 5 decades or so. In this hour, I'll hit the vaults for classics by Dean Reed, who went on to live in South America before moving to East Germany, the Monocles and the fabulous Moonrakers, who I just mentioned. I've also got new music in this hour from Gabrielle Louise, After Midnight Jazz Band, and Sean Hunting Morse. I hope you'll stick around. Getting this hour of the show started, this is Bop Schism and Little Black Book. Track with Maybe from their one and only release called Falling Up that came out in 2006. Dean Reed is probably most well known for fleeing the United States following the international success of his hit Our Summer Romance. He had a bit of a brief career with Capitol Records, but really never seemed to fare well here. So he moved to Argentina, where he spent several years before moving to East Germany, where he became very popular writing, directing, and performing in films. Here's that 1960 hit, Our Summer Romance, on the Colorado Sound. A set of the fabulous 60s on the Colorado Sound with the Moonrakers and Ode to Misrepresentation, the Monocles with Psychedelic, that's where it's at, and Dean Reed's hit, Our Summer Romance, from back in 1960. Here's new music from Gabrielle Louise from Mirror the Branches. This is Strange Summer Snow.
Everyone's barefoot and dancing. In a strange summer snow.
As I was listening to that song just now, I got to thinking and wondering if any of you have experienced any strange summer snow this summer so far. Knowing, of course, that the first snow is really not that far off for some of our friends throughout the state. That's brand new from two-time John Lennon Songwriting Contest finalist and international touring artist Gabrielle Louise from what is now her fifth release here in Colorado. I think if you're like me, you may have first heard of Gabrielle for her wonderful 2007 single, Save the Arkansas, that brought awareness to the dire environmental situation that's threatened the health and safety of the Arkansas River watershed. Great to hear something new from her. When we return here to the Colorado Sound, After Midnight stepped out and did four shows up in Madison, Wisconsin in 2008, from which they pulled the best of the sets and released it as Midnight in Madison. Also new music still to come from Sean Hunting Morse, and I'll dig another track deeper into the latest from Dan Craig, Jeff Finlan, and John McVeigh all on the way. After Midnight Jazz Band is well known regionally for keeping alive the traditional sounds of big band jazz made famous by the likes of Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton, Pete Fountain, and other stars of the 30s and 40s jazz era. Their new album is called Midnight in Madison. This is called Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
Let me tell you about a girl I know. She is my baby and she lives next door. Everything is all right and I know. Strolled into my favorite bar to have myself a brew. Yeah, they took the jukebox from the corner of the room.
Colorado Sound and new music from an upcoming release by Sean Hunting Morse. The name of his new album is Lines from Someplace, and we heard Santa Fe. Honey Don't from Peonia in there with Who Took the Jukebox. Dan Craig broke into the scene a few years ago, not only as a solo artist, but also as a member of the band Nathan and Steven, which became Hearts of Palm before calling it a day. His new album, his third solo release now that I know of, is called Alchemy. This is the title track on the Colorado Sound.
Silence the sound now. I'm water to wine. Was dead on the ground now. I'm ripe on the vine. What is my name now? And what is this alchemy? I'm changing in my pockets to rings. I'm too old. The diamonds of a perfect love.
The Wendy Wu Trio and I Don't Know, and the Dan Craig Band with Alchemy in there. I'm Chris Kay, and you're listening to the Colorado Sound on your favorite local community-powered non-commercial radio station. And I say all of that to let you know that now is the time to support your local community station in whatever way, small or large, that you can, either by contributing to funding efforts or by becoming involved with the station as a volunteer. I don't usually jump on a bandwagon here on the show because it is about the music here in Colorado that I do this program. But it is important to all of us that we keep stations like this alive, vibrant, and on the air as media continues to consolidate and become more and more national in scope. Being a part of your community's efforts to retain a uniquely local sound is important. And with that, I hope you'll accept the challenge to fully support your local community radio station. End of soapbox. And when we return here to the show, I've got the latest from Jeff Finlan and John McVeigh set to go. Jeff Finlan really got his big break when he settled down in Nashville back in the late 1980s, and as a member of the band known as The Thieves, put out the Marshall Crenshaw-produced Seduced by Money on Capitol Records. For the past several years, Jeff has called Fort Collins his home and has produced a trio of exceptional releases, including this one called The Tao of Motor Oil. This is the track Stones Must Roll.
Well, stones must roll, stones must roll.
Thing you ever really know is that you never really know.
The Colorado Sound and Gadzooks with the classic Stompin' at the Savoy that features a very unique take on that big band era classic by using ukuleles as the dominant instruments. John McVeigh from his just released Unpredictable with the title track in there, and Jeff Finlan got it all started. A handful of very critically acclaimed artists in that set here on the Colorado Sound. If you've got suggestions for upcoming shows, I would love to hear from you. Please go to the website, thecoloradosound.com, where you can email me and find playlists, charts, blogs, reviews, and links to other blogs about Colorado music. So please do check that. The show is produced weekly at KRFC Fort Collins and can be heard around the state on Mountain Public Radio in Summit County, KDNK in Carbondale in the Roaring Fork Valley, KWMV in the Wet Mountain Valley, and on Cotto in Telluride and surrounding communities. Thanks to all of you and our wonderful supportive stations for making the Colorado Sound the most widely heard Colorado-only music program in the state today. The Jazz Arts Messengers are part of the Colorado Conservatory for the Jazz Arts, a nonprofit jazz education organization based in Denver. They, along with other members of the organization called the Dominant Seven, came together this past year to release an album of music by the students past and present of the organization, the album called 14 Channels. Their website is jazzarts.org. The album certainly one of the most popular local jazz releases of 2010. This is the Jazz Arts Messengers and Abril on the Colorado Sound. Have a great week.